the amazing prophecies fulfilled by the birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent devotional by the C.S. Lewis Institute. November 29th, Remembering the Predictions of the Prophets by Dr. Tom Terrence, President Emeritus of the C.S. Lewis Institute. 2 Peter 3, verses 1 through 2. Quote, "This is now the second letter that I am writing to you, beloved. In both of them I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder that you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles." End quote. Peter wrote this around 63 AD. For almost all of us, memory fades over time and needs to be refreshed if it is to be retained. As Samuel Johnson observed, quote, "It is not sufficiently considered that men more frequently require to be reminded than informed." End quote. When the memory in question is about biblical truths, being reminded is especially important. Peter and Paul in Philippians 3 verse 1 knew this well and saw great value in reminding God's people of truths they had previously taught them. In chapter 3 of 2 Peter, the apostle is eager to remind his beloved friends of the predictions of the prophets and of their Lord and Savior. He calls them to remember what they had been taught. His eagerness grows out of the danger they are facing from false teachers who are challenging the promise of Christ's second coming. Fortunately, his hearers have sincere minds, which is essential for grasping and retaining truth. And he is appealing to their minds, not their emotions. Peter's approach here teaches us a very important lesson for today. Go back to the original Holy Spirit-inspired sources, the prophets and apostles. Quote, "Knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." End quote. 2 Peter 1, verses 20 through 24. How do we respond to contemporary challenges to Christ's second coming, or to his first coming, or his resurrection, or any number of other issues? Start with a sincere mind and a desire for truth. Then seek to remember what we have learned in the past. Then search the Scriptures for more light. This isn't the only thing we can do, but it is the first thing. Let us pray. Lord, help us to remember and look to your word. May your Holy Spirit guide us. Prepare our hearts and minds to celebrate your coming. Amen.
Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us, let us find our rest.